Welcome to 3-Minute Lesson. This week's theme, home technology. Today's topic, carbon monoxide detectors. Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas produced through combustion. It is extremely dangerous to humans because carbon monoxide molecules can bind to hemoglobin better than oxygen. So breathing even a small concentration of carbon monoxide will reduce oxygen transportation to the body. Hundreds of people in the United States die from carbon monoxide poisoning every year, and many tens of thousands more are injured from being exposed to lower concentrations. If you want to know more about carbon monoxide poisoning, check out episode 99 of this podcast. Yesterday, we talked about how smoke detectors work. Carbon monoxide detectors are very common and equally important, but they operate in a different way. There are four types of carbon monoxide detectors. The first is a simple test strip, almost like those used to detect lead levels. The strip reacts to carbon monoxide and forms a colored product. Although these tests are informative and cheap, they cannot alert someone to sudden changes in carbon monoxide levels. A second type of sensor uses hemoglobin. As mentioned before, it is an iron-containing protein in our red blood cells that normally transports oxygen, but can also bind carbon monoxide. Hemoglobin becomes a darker red color when bound to carbon monoxide. A red color sensor can detect this change and trigger an alarm. Although accurate, these tests do not have a very long shelf life. A third type of sensor uses a circuit made of tin dioxide wires and heated to 400 degrees Celsius or 750 degrees Fahrenheit. In the presence of oxygen, there is more resistance in the tin dioxide wires, which limits the electric current. But resistance is reduced in the presence of carbon monoxide, which increases current and triggers an alarm. This test is used in some countries, but requires a lot of power to operate. Lastly, the most common carbon monoxide detector uses carbon monoxide to generate electric current. Oxygen and carbon monoxide can react to form carbon dioxide, especially when catalyzed by the element platinum. This reaction frees some electrons, which creates a difference in electric potential and induces an electric current. So a flowing current means carbon monoxide is present and the alarm goes off. Easy, simple, cheap, making it the preferred detection method. This has been your 3-minute lesson. See you on Friday.